Pickles, is everything kosher?
Oh, yeah, everything's kosher.
Oh, Tom Shine.
That's right.
Civil Will.
Happy Monday, hug.
And Jay Knock'em Down Brown.
What a hug.
Oh, I heard this morning. Congratulations, Tom.
Thank you.
Can you righteous mofos believe it's Monday already?
No.
I mean, the weekend was over quicker than speaking of the Super Bowl. Are the Seattle Seahawks still scoring? No shiggity, no doubt. I haven't seen a one-sided shutdown like that since Atlanta and that little bit of snow last week. Too soon, Ice Ice Baby? Who knew Russell Wilson would make Peyton Manning look like Benjamin Button? The Seahawks dominated and castrated the Broncos like they were a bag of plain M&M's. I mean, it was disrespectful and utterly uncalled for. It felt like somebody coming in your house to use the bathroom and the toilet overflow, and you don't have a plunger to stop that shit. Oh, it was disrespectful. Russell Wilson wiped his hands on Peyton Manning's bathroom towel, y'all. Civil, at one point, I thought Denver Broncos coach John Fox was going to call a timeout and put Bruno Mars and the Red Hot Chili Peppers in the game. Shoot, at least they came to play. Y'all hear that song they dedicated to the Broncos? Give it away, give it away, give it away now. They knew at halftime the game was halfway over. Do y'all know some of the Bronco fans are still at the stadium right as we speak? Days in a purple haze, just sitting there, puff, puff, passing. Too high to get over that the game is over and the score was too low to get under. Peyton was getting hit so much they was calling him Peyton Mayhem. Y'all heard him forget his famous Omaha play?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, he was trying to remember everything, but C-50 kept drawing a blank. He was like, Omar, Omarion, Omar F, Omar Tyree, Omar Sharif, Dr. Zhivago, Omar Dr. Zhivago, Groundhog Day. Did y'all see Pexitani Field see his shadow yesterday?
Sure did.
Which means 6 more weeks of Pam Oliver's hair.
Oh,
what the Pharrell hat is going on with POW? That's Pam Oliver's weave, Sybil. It's like a weave of mass destruction. It's gotten out of control, people. It's like a porch plant. It can't be stopped, Sybil. It's in the little shop of horrors. Feed me Seymour stages at this point. And it's so stiff, I thought I saw it on a Viagra commercial.
Oh,
the Lombardi Trophy had more bounce than that weave. She needs to return all those weaves. I know she have a money yacht guarantee. I know it's Black History Month, and I'm trying to refrain from black-on-black crime, but I think I'm going to relapse on Friday. And while I'm at it, I'm going to put premature coin flipping, messing with my Sasquatch, Jack Link, beef jerky, fur coat wearing Joe Namath on my list.
Oh,
who knew Broadway Joe was the abominable snowman? Did y'all see that coat?
I saw that coat.
Yes, sir.
That coat was from the Willie Dynamite collection, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes.
The ref should have thrown a flag on that coat for pass interference. Did y'all hear Peter call Lizzie Lick Torn to pick that coat up? The only thing would have been worse than Joe Namath wearing that coat is Pam Oliver wearing that coat and Pharrell's hat. Oh, I can't wait to ride.